Welcome to Women Winning Divorce, the podcast helping successful women navigate divorce with dignity so you can protect yourself, your children, and your assets. I'm Heather Quick, founding attorney at Florida Women's Law Group, where women win at life. Hello, I'm Heather Quick with the Women Winning Divorce podcast. Today, I will discuss an article from US Weekly about celebrity paychecks, prenups, and inheritances. We're talking about how these high-profile agreements can empower women, not just protect the wealthy. Whether you're a high earner, business owner, or entering a second marriage, prenups are no longer taboo. They're really strategic. And so, you know, some of the things we talk about are what exactly can a prenup protect? And it can protect everything. It can protect, you know, the most common is what you are entering the marriage with. So what you already own. But you can have it protect your future earnings or future investment. It can also protect you from debt. And I think that's really, really important that not everyone considers. And you may also not know that when you marry somebody. Unfortunately, there isn't quite that disclosure in going into something unless you're doing a prenup. So the debt is also very important to protect yourself. Maybe if your husband is coming into the marriage with debt, or what if they begin to have a lot of debt, you know, and incur a lot of debt during the marriage, generally that's going to be marital and you're going to be on the hook for it. So those are two of the big things you want it to protect. You know, what you look at, what can't a prenup protect? Well, really in general, you guys can draft anything, but not as it relates to your children. So we do not include clauses about children, and that would be time sharing, or as you know, people refer to it, custody or child support. Now, you could outline, and this is just, you know, saying, hey, we agree that we are going to share in psychology, because, you know, what you want to know, and obviously if you're entering into a prenup, you are going to an attorney and getting their advice, but know, like, okay, well, if we have children, what does this state consider the age of majority as far as how long do you pay child support and what are you required to do? So those are things as it relates to children that you can look at. And, you know, this is the question, when should you bring up a prenup in a relationship and how do you do it without killing the romance? Well, this is, you know, going to start with having open dialogue with your fiance and talking about things that may not come natural to everyone, which are finances and debt and money. That is one of the things I think people really don't talk about. And you need to understand your money story, your beliefs about money. Those are huge things that all people getting married should discuss, because they usually are vastly different. But once you understand one another, you can begin to discuss it. Because when things get tight, or, you know, hey, or there's a lot of money or there's not a lot of money in the marriage, if you can't talk about it, which you're in ideally, you know, the falling in love honeymoon stage, maybe even before the marriage, then it's going to be really hard to talk about it later. So you should, if you are going to invest your life with somebody, you are investing your money and you should be willing to talk about that with them and understand, hey, what are you coming into this marriage with? You have a bunch of student debt. Okay, well, for anybody knowing that, don't refinance that debt that incurs your name or put it on your house. Don't do those kinds of things. Don't take on debt that legally is not yours under any circumstances. Because then what if something even happened to him and now it's like you're still on the hook for the debt, even if he died? Like, it's ridiculous. Don't ever do that. Talk to an attorney about that. And let's look at what happens if you don't get a prenup. Well, then you're subject to the laws of the state that you live in when you divorce. And I feel 95% sure that the majority of our listeners have no idea how those laws would affect them in a divorce, right? Because it's not what you're thinking about and you're not in a divorce. But once you're in a divorce, now you're going to be stuck with the laws of that state. They are going to govern what you do. And most people, profess they don't want government intrusion into their life. Okay, well, now the governments have complete control over your divorce. So most intelligent people want to have control of, hey, if we split, how things would go. That is what a prenup can do for you. I hope this has been helpful for any of our listeners who may have questions about or are going through something like this right now. And if you want more, go back and listen to our full episode 153, How to Protect Your Inheritance During Divorce. Thank you for listening.
Listeners, if you or someone you know in the Northeast Florida area is going through or even thinking about divorce, you're not alone. Taking that first step can feel overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. Our newsletter is filled with actionable advice tailored to guide you through this process. By signing up, you'll gain the tools to face the unknown with courage and see if we're the right fit to support you during this life-changing time. Don't wait. Click the link in the show notes, fill out the form, and take the first step toward building a brighter future today.